This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your local agent and good neighbour. Alicia has got you covered with personalised service and reliable coverage for all your insurance needs. Call or stop by her office on Hart Street in Buffalo and see how she can help you save and protect what matters most to you. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
All right, it's 6 o'clock. We'll call this meeting to order. Everybody would join me in the pledge.
How this program's been built. Mrs. Lofty's done a wonderful job building it up. The other cool thing is we have 19 middle school students, and out of the 19 middle school students, 14 have chosen to be in the band.
Awesome.
So there again is something that the kids seem to really like and enjoy. So our hope is to continue to grow this program. It is something that's been kind of new to KC and the band aspect in recent years. I believe this is year number 4 in total for having the band. So we're looking at hopefully expanding that, keeping our 8th graders with us next year as freshmen, and taking band next year. So with that, I think Mrs. Lompe, you have some pieces that you'd like to share with us.
We have one song called The Adventurer. It's a concert band march.
Thank you.
guys have any questions for the band for the state stage left?
You did a great one. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, next up, we got the consent agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Got a motion and a second. David Marsh again. Any discussion from the board?
Mr. Chairman.
Please.
Connie, maybe you could address that. So in the consent agenda at the bottom, it talks about curriculum. Did we vote on that?
It's about the core learning. Is that the one you're talking about? Core learning?
Well, 6 through 9, it says allocation.
Yeah, it's not curriculum. That was a typo. It is a training that we're putting on to spend the 6-12 with the built grant, literacy grant. And so it's just a big, huge conference. We're bringing in national speakers. Steve can address the content of it, but it's really training and not. It's not curriculum, and also we're using federal money, so we it's a sole source emergency funding memo that we got approved by the WDE to use that, and so we don't have to go out for RFPs for it, but it's not curriculum, it is training.
So, Connie, is that a one-time training, a year-long training?
It's one-time. It's a huge conference that is coming in the summer. We're bringing in, it's 4 days. We're bringing in national speakers. We're also paying stipends for all of the 6-12 teachers. And we opened it up to elementary, and they're going to be going in as well. So middle school, high school, elementary, they're all going to participate in that.
Steve, you described this in your report. Is this the one you were mentioning?
Yes, and we do have some pre-conference work with our principals as well. So it is it's going to be big for the, you know, the August 4th through 7th. It's a one-time opportunity with the Y-Build grant, so we get to host it, so that's great.
Yeah.
We're going to invite other Y-Build districts as well as anybody else who would be interested. We also, again, with the stipends, that's really important because summers are sacred, and we do understand that, so they're going to sacrifice any of their time to attend, you know, we're going to pay them, you know, for their time.
Sure.
So it's just an opportunity, and we're working with some great experts at Core Learning, so keep you guys up to date month by month, and we'd love to see you guys there as well.
Thanks
for answering the question.
Other questions or discussion from the board? All in favor of approving the consent agenda as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Okay, action items, policy, second reading. First up, we got special use of school buses. Please.
For those of you that speak a little quieter, could you either speak louder or use the mic?
I'd entertain a motion.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion to approve the policy EEAF, which is for special use of school buses and vehicles.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Dave and Lynette, any discussion from the board? All in favor of approving EEAF as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Next up, EEAC.
I'll make a motion to approve policy EEAC, school bus scheduling and routing.
I'll second.
Got a motion and a second. Marcia and Lynette, discussion on EEAC.
Travis, I just want everybody to know this is the second reading.
Yes, yeah. Second reading. This is school bus scheduling and routing. Covered this 2 work sessions ago, I believe. Okay. Hearing no discussion, all in favor of approving EEAC as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. All right, next up, EBCE, school closing and cancellations.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve policy file EDCE, school closing and cancellations.
I'll second.
Motion and a second, Lynette and Marcia. Discussion from the board. Hearing none, all in favor of approving EDCE on second reading, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. And finally, second reading, policy file DN, school properties disposal.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve policy file DN, school properties disposal.
I'll second.
Case.
Give it to Mark.
When does it matter?
Okay, we'll give that one to Marcia. So we've got a motion by Lynette, second by Marcia. Policy DN, school properties disposal. Any discussion from the board?
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Please.
When I read through this policy, so, and I think I asked last time when we talked about it, went home and thought about it. So if it's under $500, the superintendent authorizes its disposal. And so it was, I think I asked, how do we determine if it's under $500 or over? And I think, Connie, maybe you said we're going to look at the books to see what's there. But even though you depreciate something out and it can have zero value on the books, it still has value. So, how are we going to do that?
We are going to use the procurement team to come up with an expert. If it's a shop piece of equipment, we'll talk to John, we'll talk to the shop teacher. They'll give us that. We can look at it, look what it's going for it on eBay or other things.
So, what I'm hearing from you is you have a committee that will make that determination. Perfect. Thank you. That's what I needed to know.
So, there are some references.
You go see what it's selling for online.
Very good.
Other questions or discussion on DN, property disposal? Excuse me. I heard somebody speak.
Last year when we went through all the weight room, was this the same policy or is this a different one?
It's the same policy, but we added so that we can take, so we have a bunch of stuff we gathered up this summer that has a value of over $500. And we'll bring that list to you exactly what it is and what we think the value is. But we'd like to do it on an online auction. And this would make us do a still bid for each piece. And so,
oh, so
or kind of doing what we did with kind of bid all together. But okay. We wanted to be able to put that on an online auction.
Okay. I thought we went through this really well last year.
This just gives us another option to be able to sell it online auction or live auction, not just an online, but something different than just going to sell it.
For each item at a time.
Or each item, or we add them all together. Going to an auction. So.
Okay.
Other discussion? Other questions? Hearing none, all in favor of approving DN, school property disposal, as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. All right. Next up, policy revisions, first reading. We've got EEAEA. EIEIO, does that say?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve EEAEA bus driver examination training and bus driver requirements and training and responsibilities.
Excellent. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Motion by Lynette, second by Dave. Discussion on this one. We hit this at the work session. Bill took us through making our stuff match, if I'm right, Bill, the state statutes. We were just bringing ours up to scratch. Discussion or questions on this one? Okay, all in favor of approving EEAEA as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say nay. All right, EEAER, school bus safety program.
I'll make a motion to approve EEAER.
Second.
Got a motion by Marcia, second by Dave. Discussion on this one. I think we're again bringing this up to the state standard, if I'm right.
So, Mr. Chair, Mr. McKenzie, you in your which we'll get to later, talked about the McKinney Veto Act. Because I'm not familiar with that, can you just give me a brief update, please?
Okay, the McKinney Veto Act takes care of homeless students that are subject to being in a homeless. So we do provide them transportation. We're required to provide them transportation to and from school, as well as to doctor appointments, necessary medical treatments as well. So we do have a few of those. So that's something to keep in mind. It's not, those students don't have to be a part of a SPED program. They're not considered special needs. They can just be categorized as homeless.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
Other questions on this one? All right. All in favor of approving EEAE-R as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. Okay. Next up, we got IKFA, graduation requirements at New West.
I'll make a motion to approve policy IKFC.
Thank you for the correction.
And it's the requirement, graduation requirements for New West Alternative High School. And it's what it does is increase the credits by 2.
Good. Bring it up to 22.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Dave and Reed, discussion on this one, gang. This looks exactly like what we asked for. It looks perfect to me. Hearing no discussion, all in favor of IKFC as presented, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Excellent. All right, since we dedicated a good portion of the work session to these GC policies coming up, I would entertain a motion to let's pass all these GC policies, the matrix and the payout as one. This is what we spent the whole work session discussing.
So moved, Travis.
Got a motion.
A second.
And a second to pass these GC policies as a slate. Discussion from anybody on any of the policies.
So, Travis, the only discussion I would have is policy GCBF, which is sabbatical leave. We're going to delete that.
Yes.
So I just want to make that clear.
Yep, good call. That one will go away. We're updating several of the others. Other questions or discussion for the slate?
Sure.
Please.
I just wanted to tell you if you go in and look at GCBDI, it was for medical, non-medical long-term leave. We talked about putting a lifetime limit on that. We went in and made some changes. Again, just want to remind everybody this is first reading. We meet with the policy committee tomorrow at Wednesday afternoon. Still have to sit down with Scott. He's looking at them as we speak. And then we'll most likely email out the committee and see if they want to come back and meet together before we come back to the second meeting. So, but we did change that a little bit. We said up to 12 months. You can take up to 12 months in your lifetime. And so we talked a little bit about the semester in 12 months. So we kind of took that off and said, this is kind of what we said. A leave of absence may be granted for up to one school year based on the employee's assigned work schedule per employment lifetime and may be used in non-consecutive periods. However, such leave must be taken in increments of no less than 1 month. Single day or short-term absence do not qualify under this policy. So we have a short term that's a month. This gives them, they only want to take what the policy said, you have to take a semester or you have to take a year. This says if you only need 3 months, we want you to take 3 months, we don't want you to take a semester. So we try to do that, work on that. So that we changed that on the classified as well, making the same. We also added that. The district is always available to meet with employees to discuss and arrange the most suitable leave options for their specific situations. So we are encouraging employees to come. Remember, we're trying to put the guardrails on the leave so that when they sit down, they don't feel like they're taking advantage of the district. We don't feel like they're taking advantage did change the briefing, and we added that you or your supervisor can request that briefing.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, and then, yes. And on the short term, they can use it once a year. So those are the only things. And then on the payout, if I would take those hours away from the July 1, we might need to pay for those hours sooner than later. So maybe the December 25th first payment might be moved closer to the first, the beginning of the school year.
Okay, but we should have that locked down by second note?
The payout, you really don't need to we can approve that at the July meeting with the budget. I'll have true numbers in. Now we're just guessing because those were as of February 1st. And some people use leave between now and so.
Sure, that'll change.
At July, I'll have actual numbers. So I think the payout is just part of what we wanted to present, let you know what's going on. And then in the July meeting, we'll have those.
But that'll be a budget item.
But we can approve the payout. I just don't have those numbers. It won't be any more than this. It'll be less. So.
Okay.
So, yes, Travis.
Please. Locked and loaded by July. Okay.
Yes. Connie, the changes you made, will you send us the changes?
They're already there.
Is it in there? Because I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I updated your little matrix as well. So it's those changes.
That's correct.
So, Travis, for the public to know, that matrix really helps define what got changed in policy.
Yeah, there are highlights. It doesn't have every single word changed.
Sure, but it's telling you the big ones. And this will go to the policy committee to hit this before our next round.
Yes, and I'll probably go back to the link to whether it's by email or
by phone. Okay. Other questions or discussion on the GC policies, matrix, and payout? Hearing none, all in favor of approving this slate, signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed, say nay. Okay. Next up, certified licensed staff contract renewal. Got the list in front of us.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the certified licensed staff contract renewal.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Lynette and Marcia, discussion on this one. Questions, thoughts, anyone? Okay, hearing none, all in favor of approving certified renewal contract, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Okay. Next up, mill levy, intent to levy. We've got a resolution in front of us.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the intent to levy the mills as presented.
Do I need to read that for the record, or can we approve
and I,
it?
And I just want to point out, Lynette, please, that it's 1 mil for the Johns County Rec Board and a half mil for Bochy's Board of Cooperative Higher Education. I think that's important to know what we're doing.
Agreed.
Do we need to read this mil, or do we do? Can we read it when we
publish it? If you want
it. I mean, if somebody wants to read it, here's the mic. Yeah.
Marcia's name's on it, so let her.
That's true, Marcia.
Under the bus.
I think it's fine.
Okay. So we'll be available for anybody to read. Other discussion on this one. The intent to levy.
We need a second.
We do.
Second.
Thank you. That's all right. We just jumped the gun a touch. Okay, hearing no other discussion, all in favor of approving the resolution for the intent to levy mills for fiscal year 25-26, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Okay. Summer resolution. We've got this one also typed up. This is the intent of the Board of Trustees to authorize the superintendent to approve the start of projects from, what is it, between the board meetings of April 25 and August 25. So this is a short duration annual authorization that we would make. to let the Super Get projects kicked off and ordered so we can start parts and things coming. We get a motion on this?
I'll make a motion to approve the Johns County School District Number 1 Summer Resolution going from April 2025 to August of 2025.
Got a motion and a second. Dave and Casey. Discussion on this one. We hit this one pretty good at the work session as well. This is to avoid having a special meeting every time we have a bid letting. We're going to authorize the super to start the thing off. They'll still be reported to us as they come through. Thoughts, comments?
Travis, just a clear direction from the work session. I will work with John and Connie to make sure you're informed. That's something that's going to fall in between the bid openings. So
okay, that will keep us up to date.
Very clear. This is only from April to August.
Specific window. Other discussion? Okay. All in favor of approving the 2025 Summer Resolution, Board of Trustees, Johnson County School District 1, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say nay.
Aye.
All right, next up we've got a rather painful one. Board vacancy, school board vacancies. We have received two letters of resignation. Yeah, so.
I'll make a motion to approve the resignation of Mackenzie Wright. And the reason that she states is because she's moving out of state and pursuing another job opportunity.
Okay.
You want to read it? Okay, I'll read it.
Get your
so it's to the Board of Trustees in Charles. I think I'm loud enough. Please accept this letter of resignation, at least my wife's in plan. It has been an amazing opportunity to work with each of you and see the amazing things you have all done for our students and schools. I really appreciate the time you have taken to show me the ins and outs of the way our schools work. It truly has been eye-opening, and our students are in good hands. I am very excited to be moving to Billings, Montana to further my education and see where it takes me. It was an honor to work alongside all of you. So.
Can I get a second on that motion?
Second.
Motion and second. Got Dave and Marcia. Discussion on that one. Hearing none, all in favor of approving the resignation of Mackenzie Wright, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Okay, next up, letter of resignation 2. I'm happy to read this one.
Sure, and maybe I'll make the motion.
Let's get a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the resignation of Daniel Escos. And so if somebody would second it, then
yep.
I'll second.
Motion and second, Dave and Marcia. Dear Board of Trustees, I am writing this letter to resign from the position on the school board effective immediately. This has been a hard decision for me to make. However, I need to focus on my health and family first at this time. I am grateful for the time I was able to serve on this board, and I appreciate getting to know and work with each of you. Thank you, Daniel Escos. All right, discussion on this one. All in favor of approving? We've got some.
It doesn't pertain to either one of these. I just didn't know when to start a discussion on whether this board needs to go down in numbers, and if that's something that we need to look at, as it shows it's very hard to have 9 members on a board in the
county
community of our size.
Yeah, I think it's a fine thing.
Good, well, then I'll wait for it.
I don't remember to hit that because I'll skip it.
Okay.
So Marcia, since I've been on the board, we've talked about it 2 or 3 times, and we've always decided that we wanted to go to a 7-member board. Ben Kerman did the legal work for us to know what to do, because it has to go through the county commissioners, it has to be taken to the voters. I visited with Charles briefly about it. He's going to look that up, and then we as a board could make that recommendation to be taken to the county commissioners.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, please.
Since we're doing this now instead of from the board team, with the previous board, we actually looked at it. Going down, there was a previous board member that had questioned for this very same reason, and what Dave. So because of their four-year terms, we have to remove like one at a time, and so you do the alternating, and so it's totally worth discussing and figuring out as a board. Just know that it's not like effective immediately because of how the elections run and their four-year terms, and so
we get some public hearings and
guidance from our county commissioners, and at that time when we discussed it, we had decided to not move forward because there were some that were in favor of going down, and then there were some that weren't. So it actually, we landed at a straight, and we decided to not move forward at that time. However, we are back in this position, so I think it's worthy of a conversation.
Okay. We can certainly put that on for the next work session as a topic to research and see what the requirements are.
And so just for a little history, the reason there's a 9-member board is we used to have 9 districts within Johnson County. And so you elected a representative from each district. Well, we got away from the districts, and that's why it was 9. And so since we don't have the districts, it's probably not necessary or legal to do 9.
Yeah. Okay. Any other discussion on accepting the letter of resignation? All in favor of accepting the letter, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say nay. All right. Next up, we've got this policy BBC board resignation vacancy that everybody can read. But to go with that, we've got an open school board member requirement and information. Mr. Super, if you want to take this through this, we've been trying to work up a good way to fill these vacant positions. So would you like to lead us through that?
So sure. So with the approval here tonight, we have 30 minutes. Right, so what, per your request, I know we've had this several times with some replacements, is actually establishing a protocol moving forward. So you will see in there the school board member requirements information. So that's a document I presented to you. It truly outlines different information. It gives any interested candidates an opportunity to kind of look at what school members' responsibility is as their strategic plan. It clearly outlines the steps and the deadlines and the length of the terms. So what we don't have in here, well, they both would be the same, November 30th of 2026. The submission deadline is May 5th, so you as a board would have an opportunity at the special meeting work session to review any applications. And then there's requirements. It talks about the letter of interest, topics that they would talk about, response to 3 questions, and then you would review it from there. If a board decides that they wanted to do the interview process based on the number of applicants, you still can do that at this time. If you don't have enough applicants through that process, then we would have the county commissioners appoint the board. Let's get out, recruit, and tell people we have some interest. So.
And I presume we can get a copy of these resolutions to the media so everybody can see what we're looking for?
So this is on the board website, or this is for them to see. So.
Okay. I guess, Board, what we need to do on this one is just approve this procedure. It's the first time we've outlined the steps and the requirements. So, I could get a motion to approve the procedure outlined for the Board of Trustees vacancy. So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Dave and Marcia to approve the procedure as presented and posted on the website. Any other discussion? Any questions? Hearing none, all in favor of approving, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Okay. Next up, we've got a leadership governance directive. Here we're looking for a motion to direct the superintendent to form a board committee to align with leadership governance policies and make a PLC model of doing so. We're going to try to morph how we review leadership and governance. into a PLC system.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to direct the superintendent to form a board committee to align with LG with the PLC model.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Lynette and Marcia, I would like to ask Reed if he would chair this committee. I think you're our best bet to get this set up and running right. You're willing? All right, we got one volunteer. Two other board members, or I suppose we could go to three. How many people want to work on this one? Lynette's in. I'll grab the third. Okay, anybody else have a fourth seat? Anybody's real? Okay.
So, Travis is chairman of the board. We will work with Mitch Kraft in this committee, just like we did with some other committees, and that will bring the entire thing back to the board through this process. So it's kind of exciting to have this summer.
Okay, sounds good. All right, all in favor of approving this motion and the board members that volunteered, signify by saying aye. Probably should have had to modify that motion to accept those.
Yeah.
I did that wrong. Hold on. Cancel that.
Should I redo the motion?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Okay. So a motion to direct the superintendent to, wait, okay.
Form a board committee made up of
Reed Davidson, Lynette Fox, and Travis Pearson to align with LG with the PLC model.
And wait, the second stands. Okay. Boy, I need a party pro. We approve the amended motion. Am I right, Dave?
We probably need to
vote on the amendment
to not approve the first motion and then make a second
motion. Okay. Back to the original.
So the first motion we need to vote on.
Okay. So that was a motion to direct the superintendent to form the board. Let's vote that one out and do this again.
So
all in favor of approving the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Okay.
It is confusing.
It is confusing. We're killing the original.
We're approving to vote it down.
We are.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We said nay, so it's voted down.
And that's okay.
Now let's restate
your motion, if you would.
Okay. I make the motion to direct the superintendent to form the board committee consisting of Reed Davidson, Lynette Fox, Travis Pearson to align with the LG with the PLC model.
Now, not to tell you what to do, but do you also want to include Mitch Kraft in your motion?
Oh, sure. The PLC model, he's the superintendent.
Yeah, guided by Mitch and Charles.
With working the PLC model with Mitch Kraft.
Second.
Okay, motion and second. All in favor of approving the amended motion, signify by, or the revised motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Okay.
So, Travis,
I know you
should have had discussion, but Charles, would you just tell the public what this is about and why, please?
Absolutely. So, I'll speak loud enough there right here. So our intent is, if we're going to model what we expect to be a true PLC district, is take our leadership governance and how we've been self-monitoring ourselves and turn it into something similar to the four PLC questions, giving us an opportunity to review of what the, each one of the leadership governance policies actually ties to, an opportunity to reflect on it, do you truly understand it, and then it creates action if there's something there that needs to happen. So really taking our self-evaluation tool and turning it into something similar that we're trying to do with the four questions of the PLC model, so, which is an opportunity to do something that some districts are not doing. So it's you as a board modeling the expectation that you truly will be a PLC district.
Other questions, comments, or ideas on this one? Okay, next up, conceal carry directive.
I'll make a motion to approve the superintendent's recommendation related to House Bill 0172, concealed carry.
Second.
Got a motion and a second, Marcia and Benito. All right, discussion. In this case, the superintendent recommends we not develop a board policy requiring concealed carry training for staff or volunteers. Instead, we'll monitor, see how things play forward, and decide if we need to figure that out later. There is no requirement for the statute that we do this by any given date.
Travis, we have, I think, till July 1st, if I recall, that this bill goes in. And so what we're trying to do is it stays, we're trying to respond to it, not react to it.
Yes.
And I thought those were good words.
Yeah, that's well said.
Good words to say.
So Travis and the board, I stand strong with this because we've had several conversations with legal counsel and other districts around the state. There's a lot of confusion on what House Bill 172 does. I think we need to really understand what the law interpreted is. We have several attorneys from other districts that are interpreting it different than even our district attorney. So I stand strong behind the statement that I made. It's a process that we need to look at. I feel our schools are safe with the work we're doing during that educational time from 8 to 4. I won't deny that there are concerns about things we don't control, and that's after school hours and activities. However, communication and providing that training, I think is critical, but I also will stand behind what I said also too. Our priority is teaching kids, and I really don't think the concealed weapons in schools or guns is going to make our schools any safer. So taking this approach and responding like Mr. Bella said, I think is the right approach for us as districts.
I agree. Control access and the best we can with the laws we've got.
And Mr. Chair, as things progress, we may need to establish some rules, but let's just wait and see what we feel we need to do.
Agreed. I think we've got to do a little studying before we do a knee-jerk reaction and make things worse instead of better.
So with that being said, I have drafted up a set of kind of expectations to potentially be put in the employee handbook, which is being reviewed by the attorney right now.
And this information is also available online, Charles, for anybody that wants to read this?
Absolutely, this is.
Okay, got it.
Employee handbook? Absolutely not, because we're not there.
It's not ready for prime time, but we're trying to get there. Other questions, thoughts on this one? All right. All in favor of approving the superintendent's recommendation on House Bill 0172. The implementation thereof, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay.
So Travis, final comment, visiting with our district attorney before actually coming down here today, he appreciates the fact that we're taking the time to look at it, because there is still some unanswered, not unanswered, some different interpretations of that law. So I wanted you to be reassured that, again, I double-checked before we left the office where we stood. So he's grateful and he'll continue to support the process as we look
at it.
Okay.
All right. That's the end of action items. General reports, principal reports. Anybody got questions for the principals?
Mr. Chair?
Please.
Gib at BHS, just an FYI, I appreciated the meet results in the FBLA, but the bison beat form that you put in is from 2022.
Nope.
Yep, I realized that.
Yeah. It's okay. Just a catch. I click on everything.
I'm glad.
So, Mr. Chair, I think there might be a typo in Mr. Hansen's document on the New West on the graduation when it is.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm glad you said so, because I put it on the calendar.
Graduation isn't like next week or whatever. It's May 23rd, not April 23rd. So that's my bad.
Yeah, because I thought, man, this is early.
I thought the same thing.
Anyways,
the seniors wish.
Yeah, I'm sure, yeah.
Did you say it was May 23rd?
It's May 23rd.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I have a question for the principals, all of them.
Please.
With this new PLC and leadership governance thing, I was just wanting to ask, as I understand PLC in theory and stuff, and I've seen a little bit of it in practice, but if the goal is to align our leadership governance with PLC in theory, but also PLC in practice with Johnson County School District number one, I just ask that if it's okay, can I come to a couple more PLC meetings with the schools, that some that I've already been to and some that I haven't been to, and then potentially anybody else on the board that wants to.
Yes, sir.
I'll be in touch.
Good question.
Mr. Chair.
Please.
Okay. Kind of for principals, but also for district admin, I'll just lump it together. Something that I was thinking about, so we just approved a gamut of policies on benefits. And I know that we've asked in the past, but from the document that we received, that you know the benefits will affect a great number of employees within the district. And so that we are trying to be proactive as a board, and we're trying to align with our strategic plan, we're aligning to our budget that we're working on, and so all of these things like will impact what all employee or any employee's benefits. So what I would ask is, and I'm sure you're gonna do it, but I just wanna make sure that it's given to every single staff that receives any kind of benefits, because I am in the free market, and so there's a lot of things that I didn't quite understand, so I had to reach out to different places to kind of gain a better understanding of what benefits really look like. And so I just wanna be certain that all the employees are clear, because we passed those on the first reading, right? And so they'll go to a second reading. So if there's any like questions that they come to you as principals, administrators, whatever, and if you don't know, I mean, I'm never afraid to say, I don't know that, let me find out. And because it is, I mean, benefits are, it's confusing. So I just ask that you make sure that your employees, I mean, we can say it a bazillion times, but say it once, but somebody will always, you know, well, I didn't realize that would, and we're trying as a board collectively, we're trying very hard to make it as least impactful as we can, but also be very cognizant of the funds that we're given as a district. So I just ask that you, you know, kind of as leaders, as administrators, principals, that you just make sure that your employees, and if they do it, they do it, and if they don't, then they don't. But I just ask.
We're pushing hard on it.
We're pushing because we're working very hard behind the scenes trying to get this right. Like, to me, it's really important, I think, and we want to get it right for all employees. So just ask that.
Yeah. Other questions for the principals?
So, Travis, can I speak to you as a board?
Please.
So, Lynette, I appreciate what you said, because the board has taken into consideration, as district leadership, also aligning to our strategic plan. And I think a great example of that is you'll see in the public content when we talk about policy revision, it says effective May of 2025. So that statement there really identifies that not only are we as a district taking a look at policies, but we're also going to start looking at the long-term effect. And if there's something financial, we're not making a promise that can't be kept by future boards and future superintendents. So you as a board are taking some very proactive steps in aligning the district not only to your strategic plan, but also making sure that when policies are developed, we're not making promises we can't keep in the future.
Yes. Allocate for what we want to authorize.
So, Mr. Chair, just a comment. In most all of the principals' reports, you guys talked about the smart device policy, and it looks like we didn't get any major pushback on that, and so I'm happy to see that. I'm glad we collaborated with our community and stakeholders before we pushed it out, and I hope it's going well.
Anybody get a big Monday morning pushback where we forgot the rules over the weekend? No.
Not that they're going to tell you.
Other questions for the principals? Hearing none, we'll move on. Ops team.
Good
Gosh, John, I don't know what you're going to do with yourself all summer. You didn't hardly have anything going on this month, huh?
No.
Quite a busy report. 11 different projects to sort through.
Yeah, and I just want to bring up in this report, I'm trying to finish it a little under the weather, but the scoreboards, shot clocks. It's item number 7. As you saw in the procurement list, the consent agenda, I didn't get those numbers till late Friday. Having a company come in, H2Y out of Colorado, they specialize in things that hang from the ceilings and auditoriums and gymnasiums, all that. And this is their cup of tea. And this is something that I really don't have time to do, so I'm bringing them in. The total cost of this project for the district is a little over $57,000. And this is an implementation by Washington. So, talking with Mr. Oski and Ms. Gay, we're going to pay for this out of appreciation and construction fund. That's what we decided to do. I don't know if any of the ADs are in there, so we're looking for any supplement to record on this. It's kind of like, here you go, let's get her done. I did get verification Friday. We will get our order. Every surrounding state around Wyoming is doing the same, so supply is going to be hard.
Oh, geez.
Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho, I believe, are all different shot clocks this year. So, I didn't get that number put into the report.
How many shot clocks are we getting?
There's 10 fixed shot clocks total throughout the district. KC and Buffalo High School will have a leg on the backboard on their main course. And then KC will also have a portable set that they can use over at BJP.
Mr. Chairman. So, Mr. Singh, two questions for you. What does the roof restoration of the warehouse consist of? And the second question is that the project we have going down here in KC for the $4.4 million, so that goes in front of the Attorney General. Is that because of the dollar amount, or?
Because that was a house bill, I believe. It was a learning curve for me. This is voted on by legislation, so the money has to be appointed and it has to be all drawn up by the Attorney General's office. And I graciously ask for it to be sent to Mr. Ott for his blessing on that.
And I remember when we went down there, they talked about that. And Charles, remind me, I think they approved every different project, didn't approve them, but they talked about every different project in schools throughout the state.
They did. There were a couple projects that got pulled out and got put back in. There's a lot of scenarios, but the KC project was never one of those projects that always stayed in the funding.
So what does the roofing consist of, Mr. Singh?
Okay, Dave, we talked about this last October, I don't know, or last summer. It's a coating that's going to go over top of that roof. They're not going to peel the roof off because there's insulation part of that. They're going to come in and check all fasteners, and they're going to put a rubberized coating restoration over top of that roof. To protect us, we're going to have a new warranty. I can't remember exactly what the warranty is. We ran out of weather last year to do that project, so we pushed off till spring. Be non-reflective, and it's going to give us another 30 years out of that roof.
So I presume it's not leaking, and it's just a proactive.
Oh, it's leaking.
Oh, it does leak.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a low score.
And it's a condition score of 1. We have 2 low condition scores in the district right now with the state. This is one of the score of 1, which is a low condition, that they've asked to be addressed. So I'm chipping those off one at a time. So hopefully by next summer, end of next summer, I have 0 1s left on the list.
So with that, that helps us when we get into the this component projects and start talking about that. So John and I have faced a lot of conversations where they go and look at your condition scores. So when you're asking for money, they want to make sure that the money you've spent in the past has eliminated some of those condition scores. So this is part of that matrix of scoring. So it is something John is chunking away on, and it also helps us in our conversation when we demonstrate to the state that we are taking care of our buildings according to their score.
Mr. Zink, how more scores of one do we have projects on the list?
We have one project left.
Then that's,
and then everything is a two and higher.
Two and higher.
Okay.
There's a pile of twos, but we won't have any ones.
Okay. That's right direction.
But by doing some of this work that I'm doing now with these bells, intercoms, boiler systems, HVAC, it's going to help us in the long run.
Yeah. John, do you feel like this project, once it's approved, is that slated for this summer or next year?
What's that?
The maintenance down here in KC.
No, this is a huge process.
Oh, yeah.
Which, like I said, I'm going to be learning a lot along the way. I was just emailed the RFP from the state. It's 98 pages long that we got to go through with a fine-tooth comb. That's just to get professional services.
But so it's a year or two away then?
Yes, we're hoping in 26. But we were surprised to hear that the money was allocated this early because we were anticipating July 1. So we're kind of surprised that the wheels started moving this soon.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Joe.
So part of that, the wheels will start turning. The money's there, design, and going out, and all that. But the idea is to have the project completed in 2026. It's a long process, like that.
And with supply, it may wind up being chucked out or we're finishing up in 27. The state's kind of got control of this one.
Yeah, they allocated funds directly
and
to the legislature.
They're pretty much doing all the work.
They have control of this.
Yeah.
So with that being said, John has done a great job through this process, but there's one thing I want to emphasize to the board and the community. The state and the State Facilities Commission is focused on educational space. Okay, so we're looking at major maintenance and we're looking at component projects. They are focused on those spaces being funded first. So enhancements or anything that's outside their scope of educational space is going to be pretty hard funding to get over the next couple.
Other questions? Anybody else for Ops Team? Righto. District Admin Report. Questions?
Hang on a second.
Nope.
District Ops, I do have another question or two.
Travis. Okay.
So I think we should thank the Geis family for the donation of beef. And so I would ask you, are you okay to the end of the school year?
We're close. I have another one, I think, being dropped off tomorrow. I think that's from the Collins family, so hopefully with that one we'll get through May.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Good call. We appreciate their donation. That's generous of them. Anything else for Ops Team? Okay. Now we'll go to Admin. Questions for Admin Team?
Travis, lots of exciting things happening in the district. I do want to point out in my report the Wyoming Future of Learning Initiative. That celebration of learning the other night went really well at Sheridan College with a lot of key stakeholders there. Mr. Evans and all the staff appreciate that. And then if you have an opportunity to look at the parent liaison presentation, which we'll be meeting with stakeholders, I think there's some pretty cool data in there on the families that we're reaching out to. So a lot of celebrations to look into as far as that goes. So I did want to make sure that I pointed those things out.
Yeah. Big kudos to the Future of Learning Initiative and Jake for running us through that. Our district showed up and showed well. Every building was represented with some really neat projects that they were actively learning on. It was a real good presentation by our team. Anything else? Admin levels? Okay, board level reports. Rec board.
Again, the 18th, which is this Friday, at 5 o'clock is when applications are due for the rec board. another interesting fact, too, that Mr. Tarter came to us. He said the bill with the tax decrease is probably going to be around $409,000 a mill. So that's just an FYI.
Marcia, are you guys asking for letters of interest to replace your resignation?
My understanding is the board, like, we appoint.
We appoint, but typically, to my recollection, you guys ask for the letters of intent. They bring them to the board, and then we appoint someone. So, just so the public knows.
Right. And I'm guessing yes, but I don't think they were going to do that that maybe. It just happened at that meeting.
So, it's probably like, much like our resignations, you have 30 days to fill the position.
Yeah. I'm not sure about that, but I will get back.
So, did you officially approve his resignation?
Told us.
So you guys will officially
probably
approve
it
in the
next meeting
and advertise it. Yeah. Advertise similar protocol to what we're doing with the board members.
Yeah.
So Heidi can help with that process.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Please.
Marcia, could you clarify, did you say that the mill, because of the tax the county tax reduction, the mill would be decreased $409,000?
No, two.
$409,000 is what they're guessing. What one mill will equal
$409,000.
Okay. Connie.
Remember what it was last year?
Is that across the, like, it, will that be like across, like, county mills?
Yeah, that's what that means.
That's the assessed valuation. So assessed valuation is $409,000.
So,
we'll see.
That's
okay.
Is
it based on your projection?
And is that's just within Johnson County? That's not the... Right. Does that affect the state mills that were statutorily received as well?
Yes.
It does.
Well, we get the same amount of mills. You just don't get the same money.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But what a mill's worth,
yeah.
And so
about
like
80,000
what I'm
decrease.
Yeah, what I'm pointing out is like the decrease.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Help with that, Lynette, so that increase that we get, the state has to back from. So our guarantee,
okay.
We're not going to lose, whatever the 100 produces is what we will be guaranteed.
Right.
However, what we receive in local taxes, if we get a reduction, the state will make that up. The concern we have is when the state starts making up all these tax shortfalls,
yeah.
That coming from the counties, eventually their savings account is going to lead to a certain level. So that's the bigger concern. So school districts right now are okay because they're responsible to produce that money. But that's also why it's so critical we go to recalibration this summer to determine what that looks like.
So we will not see that.
Yeah. Right, because the recalibration is the next budget, the following.
Correct.
Okay.
But it'll take a little bit for that.
Yep. Okay.
Proactive.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I missed that one. We have that on here.
What?
When is the... I wrote this down on the paper. When is the recalibration hearing going to take place?
So if you go under other business from the board, we have it written there.
Okay, I was looking in the super report.
We can discuss it there, Travis.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I will save that till we get back to there. Anything else for admin, or board level, excuse me? Anything else for board level, BOCES?
I guess that, yeah, BOCES, I guess the meeting was in March. Darcy Goney. Some people may know from Buffalo, she was hired as the business manager. The board is going to move away from board docs to diligent community, which I guess is really just board docs by a different name. They got insurance rate that was announced. They approved their calendars. And I guess a big one for you guys is that a topic on the April 24th meeting will be on I guess pros and cons, or the kind of defining what it means for a participating board to levy a mill, which I think this is the perfect time to have conversations about taxes. But there's only one member district, that's Converse 2, that actually levies a mill to support the BOCES. And so I asked the question about what's the pros and cons of it. I mean, so anyway, that'll be a topic on the 24th. So I know I sent it out to Travis and Charles and Benito as far as of interest, but everybody's free to attend. So it's a Zoom meeting. So anyway, that's all I have.
Oh, geez, anything to report?
I've not had a meeting.
Okay. So we have a meeting coming up. But yeah.
End of the month, yeah.
Okay. Anybody else got anything here?
Yes, I do, and I feel bad I forgot about this. I was looking ahead at May, and the rec board scheduled their 3 days of application review for, and one of them is on Wednesday when we have a work session. So I will email them and see how we're going to finagle that, because we usually do it in the admin office.
That's correct. That's
so I looked at that when I saw this, I was like, that can't be
right. Well, you can ask Jen to go after our work session.
Yeah.
You can do it a lot.
Just joking.
So, if something changes on that, I'll communicate that.
Okay. Righto. Anybody, anything else on that one? Okay, from the board.
I think we got all that answered.
We were pretty close, weren't we? Help me find the...
So, I have a question. Because my brain is not getting it, I guess. But with the resignations of the board members and the timeline of 30 days to reappoint or whatever, we're following through with that and then also discussing to go down to 7? Like, we're not doing that.
We wouldn't go to 7 right away.
So,
that would be a year.
So just to be very clear, there's no way you will reduce to a number of 7, but that discussion of the time frame is what we will start.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to go over what it would take, but we can't clear it even in this year. It would be not possible.
Okay, that's what I wanted to make sure I was understanding.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what the hard and fast rules would be and what that time frame would be.
Okay. So Travis, as a board chair, as a board, I already got the email drafted. But I've sent it out to Brian Palmer and Scott to pull up that information that they gave us like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'll resubmit that to you as well. Okay.
Perfect. Travis, I think we talked about it at the work session, but you know, today is the 14th, and our next meeting in May, if I get my phone to work, will be the 12th, so we will fall under that 30-day deadline.
Inside the 30-day window.
Sorry, I just was wanting clarification for people who are
thinking of applying
their letter of interest in and how this affects them long term. I feel like the way we're saying it is not making sense.
You're right. It's two separate things. First, we have to replace them for now, and then we'd like to look at how we would reduce if we want to.
And they will fill their terms out.
Mr. Chair,
please.
We also, within that, that section replacing the, or the, there's a deadline for letters.
Yes, it's true.
There's a deadline for the letters to be accepted, and it's within that on board docs, and maybe we should say that publicly.
Yeah.
Can we go to that? I'm sorry, my computer.
No, it's fine.
I'll
find it.
Thank you. Go down to that open. There it is.
Application submission deadline, May 5th.
Yes. Okay, so just to go back into that, we just found it. So the application submission deadline is May 5th.
Close the business at the business
office. Yeah, we close applications then, May 5th. Close the business then. Okay.
Yep. So this is a big one. WSBA is really asking and pushing, and it's easy to see why. Recalibration on June 17 and 18 down in Casper. They're going to go through what it is, what the different components of the model are, how they figure out what the recalibration adjustment is or should be. After the court case, it's going to be pretty critical that the school boards of Wyoming get together and lobby on this one hard. So I'll be going down June 17 and 18, and I'd like to invite the whole board to come with me, and let's get knowledgeable on the subject first so we can lobby effectively as that process moves forward. It's going to be critical this year that we speak to our representatives. So everyone, if you can, June 17 to 18 down in Casper.
So Travis, as we get closer, the agenda's actually set off for those out so you know what's critical and not critical.
Okay.
We'll probably try to drive back and forth. Especially on the first one because it's informational. And to back up a little bit, I'll ask Heidi to actually send out graduation calendar invites for all the graduation ceremonies so we're on the same page. And then recalibration, I think I've already invited you all to all the dates, but again, just as a reminder, those agendas will be probably the critical thing though to watch. But just like you said, that first one is a very informational about the process for you to understand. There's also interim committees meeting this summer in addition to recalibration that are tied to the lawsuit. So it is a very busy summer for school funding in the state of Wyoming. So.
Mr. Chair?
Please.
Okay. So I had mentioned the other night to everybody that we, from the WSBA, we had an invitation from the State Board of Education for the input sessions for the graduation standards, and there was three spots that we could register at. I registered for one. I'm doing it actually tomorrow night, and so I'll kind of listen because we're working on graduations. Well, we've approved,
yeah. And
so we wanna make sure. I mean, I feel like we've taken a proactive as going with what the Wyoming School Board Association is doing. And so I plan on getting on that and just kind of getting some pieces to see, which then takes me into the piece of the learning celebration at the Sheridan College. I could have spoke when they were talking about it, but thank you, Jake, for the invite. That was super exciting to me. It was great to see that EL group talk. We had two from Johnson County and one from Sheridan County. So that to me was really interesting. And so like all of these pieces as a board, like we can see, you know, what performance-based learning actually could look like. And it's exciting. So I plan on getting on that education piece tomorrow night, and just I don't know that I'll speak, but I'll definitely keep my ears open and take good notes. So
yeah, on the learning celebration presentation, it sounds like we've already had several employers reach out to that group and contact them with interest in how do we get our people trained in these type of projects. So
it's going quite well. I believe at least two groups from that consortium will be presenting at the statewide celebration 29. So, and they're not going to be just doing that type of presentation. It's actually a workshop for other districts to say, this is how you do what we're doing. So, it's great to see JCS in one state and lead in it too. So,
definitely.
Yes.
Really proud of our teachers. They did a lot.
They did. Showed up real well.
Yeah. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but we had the most presenters.
Yeah, we had 13 teachers part of cohort one, cohort two, which is more than all the other districts in the world.
Yeah, good job.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, Charles, if I had everything on this one,
yep.
At least all the high points.
All the high and all.
All right. So next up, May 7th, special work session, or special session, what we used to call the work session. 5:15 at the admin building.
So with that, also there's going to be some AI stuff happening that day too, so that'll be a good day along with also taking in applications for the two open positions.
Yes, reviewing them. We'll work on that. Maybe we push the, how do you go to a seven-member board back for another one, Charles? We'll look on that agenda.
I've gathered that information up and we can decide that.
Yeah, but we got to push through it. It doesn't have to be a priority, though. Yeah, but two in a row.
I will get that information.
It's interesting.
Okay. May 12th board meeting. Upcoming topics include classified staff renewal, appointing new school board members, appointing rec board members, and general business. That will be a busy, entertaining one, and the work session should be good. Working through it. If nobody's got anything on those, last up, we've got public comment. Public comment tonight. Hearing none. Motion to move into executive session for Wyoming Statute 16-4-405-AII and III, personnel and legal matters.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion from the board. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say nay. Okay. Executive session. Thanks, everybody.
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.